Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What does it mean to give? We give of ourselves by helping someone who is in need. We give from what we have when we donate to the local homeless shelter. We give of our time when we listen to the one who is suffering. When we give, we share with those around us what we ourselves receive. On the cross, Jesus gives of himself. He gives of himself by emptying himself. He who exists before the beginning of time empties himself and becomes one of us. As he gives of himself on the cross, he opens heaven for us. As he gives of himself on the cross, he restores humanity and all creation back to God. As he gives of himself on the cross, he offers himself as a sacrifice for the remission of sins. His one sacrifice is enough. His one sacrifice is complete. His one sacrifice means that no other sacrifices are necessary. We participate in this one sacrifice. When we come to Mass, we enter into Christ's sacrifice on the cross. When we come to Mass, we receive Christ in the Eucharist. When we come to Mass, we are reminded once again of how Christ gives himself to us. Christ loves us so much that he suffers on the cross for us, and then he gives us himself in the Eucharist, so that we might become more like him, so that we might grow in our relationship with him and one another, so that we might receive from him gifts that we are then called to use and share and give back to God. As valuable as the Eucharist is, without priests, we wouldn't have it. Without priests, we wouldn't be able to receive the God who loves us and redeems us. Without priests, the church would fall apart. Priests come from families like we have here before us this morning. Priests come from seminaries who form and train men preparing to be priests. Priests come from the support of local parish communities. The church wouldn't be what it is without all of us here present. Each one of us have been given many different gifts and talents. Maybe we've been given the gift of walking with people as they find their way in this life. Maybe we've been given the gift of singing and leading the congregation in song. Maybe we've been given the gift of teaching the faith to those both young and old. In the midst of this, God invites us to use these gifts so that we can give to those we encounter. As we receive the gift of the Eucharist, we are invited to go out and evangelize, to go out and evangelize to those who don't know God, to go out and evangelize to those who are lost, to go out and evangelize to those who God is searching out. Who is God searching out? God is searching out the poor. God is searching out the outcast. God is searching out those who have no one to take care of them. He gives us the task of going out and encountering them. He gives us the task of leading them back to God. He gives us the task of giving of ourselves to them from what God gives us. We don't have to look far. Maybe it is us who God is searching out. Maybe God is searching us out because our faith life is poor. Maybe God is searching us out because we lose our way. Maybe God is searching us out because he is looking to renew us, to renew our faith in the Eucharist, to renew our relationship with him, to renew our commitment to come here week in and week out, constantly seeking to be transformed and renewed. And as we are transformed and renewed, to bring about renewal and transformation in those we encounter. This day we have the opportunity to do just this. This day we have an opportunity to ensure that there will be priests for years to come so that we can continue to have the Eucharist. This day we have an opportunity to help others to be catechized and formed in the faith. This day we have an opportunity to provide for the needs of those who God is searching out. The United Catholic Appeal is comprised of these very same areas. 1, outreach to the poor. 2, formation for seminarians and help for retired clergy. And 3, the religious education of families. As we receive Christ in the Eucharist, and as we recall the gifts that God gives us, he invites us to consider giving back to the local church so that more people can receive, so that more people can continue to grow in their relationship with God, so that more people can experience all that Christ has to offer them. To give is to sacrifice. A sacrifice can be small, a sacrifice can be big, a sacrifice can be just enough. When we pray and discern how God is inviting us to give and to sacrifice, we look at the cross. As we look at the cross, we see the ultimate sacrifice of Christ that takes away the sins of the world and reorders humanity and creation back to God. Not because we are not deserving of it, not because we have no use for it, not because God wants to take it away, but rather because in giving back to God, we are anticipating how he uses it to help someone else, how he uses it to bring someone else back to him, how he uses it to raise up in his church priests so we can continue to have the Eucharist, how he uses it to provide for the catechetical and spiritual needs of families, how he uses it to provide for the needs of the suffering and the outcast. When we give to the United Catholic Appeal, we empty ourselves so that we can be filled once again by the gifts that God wishes to bestow upon us. We empty ourselves so that we can see the needs of those around us. We empty ourselves so that we can share from what God gives us. In doing this, we understand what it means to give. And in understanding what it means to give, we truly come to see just what Christ's sacrifice signifies and accomplishes as he empties himself out of his love for us and for all of creation.